You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula: berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. Right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
What does every grocery store aisle now have in common? Products that come in paper packaging. And we don't just mean the obvious ones like cereal boxes and juice cartons. From beauty products to boxed water, there are more opportunities to go papertarian than ever before. So why should you? Because paper comes from a renewable resource and can be recycled up to 7 times. Simply put, it's the smart choice for the environment. And it turns out, the easiest choice for you. Learn more at howlifeunfolds.com/papertarian.
Hi, listeners. Welcome back. I'm Nedra Glover Tawab, and you need to hear this. Today, we'll be talking about being the therapist in your relationship with others. I am a therapist, and I will tell you that it is very hard to not want to help people sometimes. And it's also very damaging for me and for any of us to always be in the helping role. When we are in our friendships, our partnerships with people, even at work sometimes, we may hear stories and we can listen without offering support. And it can be really helpful for us to listen and give people a resource so we are not always their resource. What I've come to understand about myself as a therapist, who, you know, sometimes is put into this therapist role when I don't want to be, is I ask questions that lead people to talk more. Like, I have an inquisitive nature. I ask things and it seems like, oh my gosh, I should be sharing more. Oh, wow. I never thought about it this way. And what I've had to train myself to do, especially in certain social settings, is to care less, to be less involved in what's happening with people. I even have a tendency sometimes to see someone and ask follow-up questions like, oh my gosh, the last time I saw you, you said your mom was sick. How is your mom? And then that turns into an hour-long conversation. Now, there are some times when that is super helpful for a relationship, and it can lead to really damaging our relationships, especially when we are always the person listening and not being listened to, especially when we get ourselves into situations where we're dishing out all this advice and we're getting really burnt out because there are so many people coming to us, or the people who we think should listen to us, like our parents or our partner, they never do because we're always listening to them. So we have to be very careful to not always act in any role, right? Like, I'm not always a therapist. I'm not always a gardener. I'm not always a mom. You know, there are certain situations that call for certain parts of me, and there are other times where I need to pull back. So today we'll be talking to someone about how they've really blurred those boundaries in those relationships that are really key to them. We need to talk about how to reestablish yourself in a relationship where there has been long-term boundary issues. Sometimes we don't know how to reel it back in or how to reinvent ourselves in our family relationship. So this will be a lovely episode about how to set boundaries when you haven't had any, how to set boundaries when you are the go-to, how to set boundaries when you've made things be okay for other people and you don't want to do that anymore. Let's get into today's message.
Hi, Nedra. This is Mara from Philadelphia. I returned to my hometown to get any sort of office job I could find. I never wanted to stay here long, but one thing led to another. I settled back in with my old friends, met my husband. But over time, this desire bubbled up in me more as the years went on to move away. I lived abroad for a brief stretch of time as a kid, and I find myself pining for that sort of change of scenery. Meanwhile, my younger sister left our town as soon as she finished college and moved abroad, and my family is used to her being away. So, after several decades of being in the comfort zone of my hometown, being available whenever my parents needed me, an opportunity actually presented itself in Europe. The problem is, my parents are well into their 70s, and for my entire adult life, my mom has seen me as her therapist, constantly emotionally dumping on me about my dad. He's generally a pretty angry person, difficult to live with, and in the last year has had serious health issues that have stabilized, but they're kind of always looming in the background.
Hi, caller. Well, I too am a person who moved away from my family at some point, and I will say that once you move, there are different levels of boundaries that you can have with people. And we can have boundaries with people even when we're in the same zip code, we live next door, we're across the street or across town. So for some of us, it can be really hard to have those boundaries with people you love and care about when you're in person, but it's also very helpful to stretch yourself and try to have those boundaries as you are present with people. I hear an urge to create your own life and figure out, you know, yourself in another part of the world or another part of the country. And your family is holding you sort of captive because you feel a sense of responsibility to take care of certain things. Now, I hear something about you having a sister. So it sounds like you're not an only child. So your parents do have another person who could support them. And also between the two of you, or if you have more siblings, have you talked to your sibling about this issue? Because what I hear is you taking it on as your sole issue to sort of rectify. And it can be very helpful to talk to your sister about the possibilities of this situation. And also to troubleshoot this with other family members. You know, are there any aunts, uncles, cousins, even your parents' friends who can be on deck to help with supporting them? I live in Charlotte, North Carolina, and I will say this is a city where most people are not from Charlotte. There are tons of people from, you know, New York, Detroit, such as me, or, you know, just all these different cities. And the level of care they're able to provide by being really creative has been really good for their mental health in this other city. You know, it's not all on you. So figuring out what your level of care can be, even if you're not close to your parents. Perhaps you would have frequent visits back home. Perhaps there is, you know, some paid service that could be beneficial to your family. Or, you know, as I mentioned earlier, tapping into those other family, extended family, and friendship support that your parents may already have in place. Now, let's get to the nitty-gritty of this, and that is the emotional enmeshment that I'm hearing. It sounds like your mom has used you as her therapist for many, many years. And I will say, you know, that's a role you can do virtually. You don't have to live in the same city as your mom to be her therapist, but also you don't have to be her therapist. It can be very helpful for a parent to have that outlet in a child, but what starts to happen is it diminishes the role between parent and child. You're not able to get what you need because you're giving to your parent in almost an unnatural way. The parent is supposed to be this figure that supports you emotionally, and at some point it can be healthy for you to support them, but for you to be their sole emotional support person, especially with this emotional dumping about your dad, it can be quite unhealthy. The dumping with your dad, I'm sure, impacts your relationship with your father because you have your relationship with him and you're also triangled into this relationship that he has with your mom. As I listen more, I'll be able to, you know, give you some ideas around how to break up the triangling that's happening here. But I want you to think about, what does a healthy parent-child emotional sharing dynamic look like? Who has it? Maybe there is some other dynamic you can look at. Perhaps it's a friend of yours. Perhaps it's something from TV, but something else you can think of that you've seen as healthy sharing in a relationship between parent and child. And then I want you to think about, what is unhealthy sharing? What would feel inappropriate versus what is appropriate sharing in an adult parent-child relationship?
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of 2 clinically studied ingredients in 1 revolutionary formula: berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. Right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. When Dr. Sabah and I decided to do a skincare line together, he said to me, "We are going to give women meaningful beauty." And I said, "That's exactly right. We want to give women meaningful beauty, which means each and every product is meaningful. It has a reason to exist. It's efficacious. You're going to get results. And then you just go out and live your life."
Meaningful Beauty. Confidence is beautiful. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
He's nearly 80 and also has the, you know, run-of-the-mill issues of someone his age, like losing his expensive hearing aids, forgetting his wallet at the store, you know, things like that every now and then. I keep nudging my mom toward finding a therapist, telling her I'm not qualified to help her with these issues, but she just keeps pushing it off more and more. She says things like, "I just need to vent. You're my daughter. Why can't I talk to you about these sorts of things?" And tells me how alone she feels otherwise. So I sense that she's really doubling down on me and clinging more mid my decision to move, and family friends are also openly expressing shock that I would leave in my parents' time of need, especially as the oldest daughter who's always been around. So I'm racked with guilt. I've always felt that one person needs to be living near their elderly parents, but now I'm potentially leaving them in the lurch too. And yet I feel that if I wait for them to pass away, I'll have missed so many opportunities in spending time living and working abroad.
It sounds like your parents are starting to have some aging issues. And again, I wonder, you know, what social worker is available through your parents' insurance? I wonder what resources your parents can find through their doctors. And I also wonder, is there a way for you, maybe on their behalf, because this could be a relief to you at some point, to find someone to help them with these issues if they won't do it on their own? Now, I will tell you, before I was a therapist, I was a caseworker. And what I find is caseworking is something that many of us do and we don't even know we're doing it. It's like a level of enmeshment sometimes. Now, when you're a paid caseworker, it's a lot different than when you're a caseworker with your parent and you're having to call all these different services and connect and be a resource and take them here and figure these things out. This is, again, another job that you're taking on. I don't just hear therapist here. I also hear caseworker. And as you're considering moving, you have to work yourself out of these jobs to some extent. As much as I love, you know, helping some of my clients, I realize that a big part of my job is also not having the job anymore, that they will be able to figure things out for themselves. They will be able to make some decisions without me being present. Even if they, you know, continue therapy with me, their independent decision making, their independent thought process gets better. It doesn't sound like your mom is doing that. So I would agree, you don't have the skills to be her therapist. How do you step out of that role? Here's how. When she's saying something to you, are you continuing to offer advice? I mentioned earlier how, you know, sometimes just asking these follow-up questions and seeming really interested sometimes will lead people to disclose more. They'll share more. And as you do this with your mom, you're saying, I don't want to be your therapist while also being the therapist. So you will have to change the way in which you engage with her. Now, this is, you know, a very touchy topic. These are really big problems for her. But if you really want her to find a therapist, you may have to stop being her therapist. It's like with anything, you know, sometimes when I am looking to get a new thing, the fastest way for me to actually get that new thing is to throw the old thing out. If I have an old thing that I can use just a little bit, I'll keep using it because there is still some availability there. So if you want something new in the relationship, you have to do something new. If you're still being available in this same way, she will continue to come to you. So maybe it's not just, hey, mom, you need to find a therapist. What could be really helpful is for you to, you know, get online or ask for her insurance and go to one of these websites like Good Therapy, Psychology Today, Therapy for Black Girls, Open Path. There's so many different resources. You can search by insurance. You can search within your zip code. Pull up, you know, maybe three people and say, mom, here's three people for you to call. I will give you a call back in 3 days just to follow up. I mean, really give her the assignment to do it. And if she doesn't do it, I don't know. Maybe you go to step 2.0 and you call and you say, hey, my mom really needs therapy. And you have your mom on a three-way if she's not ready to make that first step. That might be, you know, a little bit too much for your mom, but I have faith that she may get it on that first round if you give her those resources, not just saying, oh my gosh, mom, go find a therapist. That can be a very overwhelming task. If you're tired of listening to it, it might be helpful for you to find the therapist and bring to her. Now, on some levels, that sounds like you're still doing that case management, but it's also leading to you hopefully working yourself out of the job. And for the family members who are saying to you, you should feel terrible. They're trying to guilt trip you because you're moving when your parents really need your help right now. Those are the people that perhaps you should ask them first if they are willing to step up, because it sounds like they're seeing an issue. So perhaps they're ready to step up and assist with the issue. You can let them know that this is a burden, or this is something that is very heavy for you to bear alone, and you need more support from other people. It's not just on you. It's not just on your other sibling. Perhaps these people who are saying, oh my gosh, I can't believe you're leaving. I can't believe you're doing this to your parents. Maybe they'll be willing to help. Instead of just listening to them saying these things about you, call them out. Call them to action. You know, if you really want to help our situation, other than saying these things about what the situation looks like, perhaps you can go over every Tuesday and do this. Perhaps you can take my dad to the doctor. Perhaps, you know, just a list of things that other people can help you with, because this is not all on you. And even if it is, it can get really overwhelming. So it is best to find support. And I'm hearing that some folks in your family, they see this issue. So hopefully they'll be willing to help.
So I don't know what to do, and I don't know how to respond to all these people who imply that I'm being selfish for leaving my parents. I just feel like a horrible daughter, and I haven't even moved yet. So please help. Thank you.
Well, you're not a horrible daughter because you wrote this letter. You sound very concerned about the impact that it could have. So I hear a lot of care and compassion. I also hear someone who wants to live their life and take care of their parents. So you're trying to do two things. And in trying to do two things, there are going to be some people who only want you to do one of those things. And it sounds like you're being told, here is the one thing that you can do. Here's the one thing that makes the most sense for you right now. Here's the one thing that is most beneficial to everyone. That could be true for them, and it could not be true for you. You know, there is so much conversation about, you know, don't live a life that you'll regret. Now, there are things that we may feel like, oh my gosh, I wish I would have done this thing. And what I'm hearing here is you may feel that not moving now will cost you a lot in the future. And here's the thing, that could be true. This is a very tough decision, and there is no one on the planet who can make it other than you. A lot of people can talk about it. They can say a lot of things about it, but they can't make this decision. And we don't know what would happen. We don't know what would happen if you had other people caring for your parents and you doing what you can from afar. I recently listened to an article where they were talking about, is it selfish of people to have children with the intention of those children caring for them? And I've heard that so much from parents, you know, not just my parents, but parents over the years where, you know, as young as, you know, 5 years old, parents are telling kids like, you're going to take care of me when I get old. And so that's really pushed into our spirits, is really pushed into our idea of what the parent-child relationship looks like. How do we overcome something that we have been taught? How do we unlearn something that doesn't align with our life? Because it sounds like you want a life that doesn't leave a lot of room for you have to take care of your parents as they age. A part of it might be upsetting some folks. A part of it might be figuring out what you can do and not doing every single thing, not doing all of it. One of the things I hear here is you have been the person who's been there. You are the person who has stayed around this entire time with your parents. So this is very shocking for people. However, it's a decision that you can make. I want to encourage you to read a few books. Now, of course, here, the one book that I'm absolutely thinking about is Set Boundaries, Find Peace. The boundary issues I'm hearing for you is your mother over-disclosing to you, and I'm hearing a need for you to figure out how to remove yourself from the role as sole listener. I'm also hearing a boundary issue here with your family members and what they're saying about you to each other, to you, to your parents, and how that's impacting you and the decisions you make in life. Another book that really helps with those boundaries is the Set Boundaries Workbook. Sometimes we need to really work through things. I think it's wonderful for us to read a book and get all that information, but the real processing and practice is when we put those things into action. So I'm going to suggest the Set Boundaries Workbook as well. Another book on boundaries that I really love, which was my first boundaries read ever, and I would say my only boundaries read out of, you know, my two books, is Where You End and I Begin. There is a section in that book on emotional boundaries that can be really helpful for you, because sometimes we don't even realize that we have the right to have boundaries as children. They have been taken away. We have been indoctrinated with all these things about who we should be, what we should do, and all the ways in which we are a bad person if we don't do these things. So sometimes we need information to empower us to really feel better about having some of these really difficult boundaries. Like, I think a really difficult boundary is saying to your parents, I can't hear anymore about these issues with my dad, because it damages not just my relationship with him, but also my relationship with you.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. And right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. Well, I don't know about you, but like, I never liked being told, oh, wow, you look so good for your age. Like, why even bother saying that? Why don't you just say you look great at any age, every age? That's what Meaningful Beauty is all about. We create products that make you feel confident in your skin at the age you are now.
Meaningful Beauty. Beautiful skin at every age. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
I just thought of another book that could be really helpful for people in situations where they are the caregiver for their parents. And that book is Running on Empty. It is a book about childhood emotional neglect. However, it can be really helpful to identify neglect in your adult relationship with your parents. And one of the big sources of neglect in this letter that I'm hearing is the child's needs not being met, the child not having that emotional support because the adult's emotional needs are so big. This issue presented today has been a long-standing issue. It's not just because our parents are aging. This is something that has been occurring for years. And now it's getting to the point where it's even bigger because it has never been addressed. When we have situations with people and we don't address it, it just gets bigger. The time that we have to deal with it is extended. So addressing things, no matter how difficult they are, it really shortens the time that we have to suffer. So check out the book, Running on Empty, where you begin and I end, Set Boundaries, Find Peace, and the Set Boundaries workbook. I just gave you a whole treatment package that I would give to my client, you know, something that, you know, maybe we could work through, but you don't have to read any book in its entirety. Go to the parts that work for you, right? And as I mentioned in the Running on Empty book, I think the part that works the most is, you know, the piece about having that enmeshed emotional communication. You know, I hear you saying, oh my gosh, my mom needs therapy, but guess who's writing the letter? You also need therapy and support to help you with this issue with your mother. You are not a horrible daughter. You are not a terrible person. You are someone in a difficult situation and you want to do more than one thing. You are compassionate. You are thinking about this. If you were a terrible person, I don't think this would be a concern of yours. You care and you should care, you know, because these are important relationships to you. So I hope that, you know, something has been said during the course of our conversation. I hope that you find some help in the books I suggested. And I hope that you find someone to listen to you as you are going through this very difficult time with aging parents and trying to live your life. You need to hear this. There are times in life where we have goals and expectations that don't fit the expectations that others have for us. It doesn't mean that someone else's expectations or desires for us are unimportant, but we should do what we can live with. So sometimes that is staying in a situation because that is the outcome that we can live with. And sometimes it is, I can't stick with this anymore. I need to leave this situation. Decisions are very hard, and we often look at, okay, is this right? Is this wrong? What is the perfect thing to do in this situation? There is no perfection. There is no perfection in our decision making. Some things have bigger consequences than others. We have to do the thing that we can live with. You know, I'm really interested in people who want to talk more about frenemies, postpartum, and father-son relationships. If you are having any challenges in those areas or you're looking to process something in those areas, please send us a voice note or write a letter, and I would love to talk through those issues with you on You Need to Hear This. You Need to Hear This is an iHeart production hosted by me, Nedra Glover-Tawab. Our executive producer is Joelle Bonique. Our senior producer and editor is Mia Dawn Taylor. Send us a voice memo with your questions about boundaries and relationships at youneedtohearthis@iheartmedia.com.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. And right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.